In Iraq today, United Nations weapons inspectors are still looking for proof of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And the search for evidence now involves an air campaign. UN inspectors are traveling by helicopter in hopes of surprising Iraqi officials. NPR's Kate Seeley is in Baghdad.
A couple of Iraqi women pause along a highway overpass to observe the scene below. Inside the courtyard of a Baghdad-based pharmaceutical company, UN weapons inspectors don gas masks before entering a warehouse. 24-year-old dental worker Hania Sadi admits it's a strange scene, but says she doesn't object to the inspector's presence. They're more than welcome here, says Sadi. They can do what they wish. Her neighbor, Hana Sharif, just laughs when asked if she's worried about the possible presence of chemical or biological weapons hidden at the plant. No, no, she says. My house is nearby. You don't think I wouldn't know if something was suspicious. Inspections are heading into their seventh week here with still no evidence of banned weapons. In a sign of how routine inspections have become, only a handful of journalists show up these days outside UN headquarters here to follow monitors on their surprise visits. That's in stark contrast to the crush of media that raced after UN experts during their initial searches. Among today's inspections, monitors visited a couple of military complexes outside of Baghdad and a university in the north. They also made an aerial inspection for only the second time since resuming their work November 27th. They used two of the eight UN helicopters here to reach an oil facility northwest of Baghdad. Attempts to make aerial inspections earlier in the week were canceled due to bad weather. At the pharmaceutical company in Baghdad, plant manager Asad Abdul Salam said inspectors had found nothing. All we make here is medicine and medical products, said Salam, nothing else. The Iraqi government maintains it's free of weapons of mass destruction. But in a recent interim report to the Security Council, UN Weapons Chief Hans Blix said that he was dissatisfied with Iraq's weapons declaration, claiming it was full of holes. Blix and his colleague Mohammed El-Baradei, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, traveled to Baghdad January 19th to ask Iraqi officials to address the many questions unanswered in their 12,000-page report submitted to the UN last December. Hiro Ueki is the spokesman for UN monitors in Baghdad.
There are a number of gaps that exist in our view between what they have declared to have existed and what we believe they existed.
Among the suspected items that are unaccounted for, he says, are stocks of deadly VX nerve gas. Ueki says Blix will also be asking Baghdad to provide more information about Iraqi scientists. Officials here submitted to the UN in late December a list of more than 500 scientists, which weapons chiefs found lacking. Ueki says that his monitors prepare to start interviewing scientists, possibly as early as next week. They would like a more complete report.
It does not contain a number of names who we believe had been involved in the past WMD programs. Now, where are they? Do they still involved in such programs, or have they returned to civilian activity? Those are the kinds of questions that can be asked.
Iraqi officials have said they're ready to respond to any questions during next week's visit by Blix and El-Baradei. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.